right. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking live to you this morning from the beaches of the world. I want to welcome you on this week's edition, our training call, and it's a pretty special call. You know, last week, for those of you that were on the call, one of the things I talked about is the dog days of summer. And if you believe that summer is going to be a slow time for you, then I promise you it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It will be slow. If, however, you think that you are going to have a dynamic, explosive summer, I promise you, you're going to make it happen. And as a matter of fact, I've got a couple of women on the phone with me here. I've got actually three people that we're going to be talking to today. The third person is a newcomer, but has done network marketing before. But the first two are a couple of young ladies, one from New York and one from Los Angeles, California. And I'm going to be talking about Mary Bell Ortiz and Lynn Concepcion. And you're going to hear a lot about these two young ladies because they're tearing it up. You know, I've been in network marketing now for, 28 plus years. And what I have found is a person's first time they do an opportunity meeting is usually very, very discouraging because it's usually you inviting people. You invite so many people tell you they're going to show up, and then the day of the meeting, your cell phones, you start getting texts and phone rings, and you're almost like sick. You don't even want to look at the phone because it's one excuse after another for people not to show up. Well, Lynn and Mary Bell, who hosted not one, but two opportunity meetings in Los Angeles last week, in the two meetings combined, in one day, they enrolled a dozen people, 12 people, with four or five others that are about to sign on over the next day or two. And I got to tell you, it's nothing short of amazing. You know, we didn't even have a PowerPoint presentations at one of the meetings, and it was very interesting. But you know what? Because they're so excited about the business and their belief level about our business is so strong, it grew like crazy. And I've asked them to be the first couple of people to join us this morning. So with that, good morning, Mary Bell. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So anyway, Mary Bell, I'd like to just start by asking you a couple of questions because you got started in KZ1 a little before Lynn. So what do you think happened in Los Angeles, and how did you even get Lynn to look at this? Because as I recall, Lynn hasn't even done network marketing before. So how did that transpire?
We were about to have our reunion in, Lynn and me are both ex-Tupperware distributors, and we were about to have our reunion in LA in June 30. So I started inviting her, and I started to talk to her about our KZ1 new office ribbon cutting, and talk about you, talk about all the great things about our KZ1. So there was a lot of hide and seek right before you got connected. So she was excited. That's how I got back to Lynn, but she's been my friend for a long time.
And then she flew into the company. And now, Mary Bell, I'm just curious. I know you did very well in Tupperware. You did all other things. I know that you're excited about our products. I just want to ask, one, do you personally use our products? And two, have you seen any differences in you?
Yeah. Even the previous company, when I started using the product, I continued to use the product even though that I wasn't active for a while. So I did not stop ordering and taking. But I know like it improved a lot. There was a lot of improvement until I started to use our Impact Ed, the new classic, and the reset. So I'm a user.
And what type of result? What type of results have you had personally, Mary Bell, from our product?
What did you, come again, Sir Eddie?
What type of testimonial do you have for our product on a personal level?
Okay, there's a lot of personal. The Impact Edge. I was diagnosed with the borderline osteoporosis, and one day I cannot bend down. So there was a lot of pain on my lower back. And after a while, it went up to my upper back, and it was painful. I cannot turn my body. And even though that we were already having, we already had the Impact Edge for a while, I was not consistent. But when I heard all the personal testimonies of this different users, when I had this pain that I couldn't, I have to see a doctor supposedly, I started to use that. And I did a double dose from morning and before I sleeping. And in 4 days, I was good until now. Very good for the For the classic, I had, I was diagnosed with, after my mammogram, I had a lump on my left breast. And I was really worried about that. And, when I started, I just drank classic, and when I had my next checkup after a year, my left breast was clear. And,
wow.
Yeah. That's very
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great story, Mary Bell. Thank you so much. You're such a true asset to this company. Now I want to go over to Los Angeles, California. Lynn, good morning, my dear. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Sir Ed, Eddie, and good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm Lynn Richardson from California.
Okay, Lynn. So now you got started. How did you actually get started in KZ1? What's a quick version of the story of how you actually heard about it and what made you decide to get started with us?
Okay. Actually, I was invited by Mary Bell to join the ribbon cutting in the new headquarters in West Palm, Florida.
Oh, okay.
May 2nd.
So you came out to the ribbon cutting. Okay, good.
I flew of the ribbon cutting, and yes, with my daughter. And yes. Do you want me to continue?
I would love you to continue.
Okay. And during the ribbon cutting, you presented the management team, you, and the product. And I was so amazed with the management team, excitement and the talent and everything. I was so amazed with the group and with the product, and especially when you presented, the KZ1 to us. So that excited me. And Mary Bell gave me, after that, after the presentation, Mary Bell gave me 3 samples to take in a 3-day stay in the hotel. So she gave me the what do you call this, the Edge, the Reset, and she even gave me the classic to taste. And for 3 days that I was taking it, actually, my pain in my arm was because I had pain in my arms while I'm traveling to Florida that time. So after 3 days, I took the classic and all the reset and everything. My arm was healed. You know, I'd already swim. In fact, I swam before leaving to the going to the airport that day. So I said, "Oh my goodness." It has an impact to me. So we signed in. I signed in for a gold, what do you call this?
Package, uh-huh.
Gold
the
package.
Gold package, yeah.
Gold package, yeah. And I was so excited, and I had the belief on the product right away. So, you know, it's about believing on the product. That's why I was healed. Everything was healed. And Irene, who's also signed in for gold to Maribel, also had this allergy in the throat after eating. She has this, you know, phlegm right after eating. But during the 3 days, she doesn't have that phlegm anymore. And she even signed for gold because of that. The excitement of the product, the amazing product that we have. So that started the you know, the networking company. By the way, I am a direct seller for 28 years, and I haven't have the experience of a networking business. But because of the product, because of the awesome product that we have, I signed in without hesitation. So, you know, the excitement in me was carried down when I came to California. So,
Lynn, I'm just curious, because you've never done network marketing before, how did you sign up, between you and Maribel, did you sign up so many people on the first time you ever had it presented for you? How did you guys do that?
Yeah, because, remember when you introduced myself, I said I had to believe in the product, and I used the product, and it helped me, and it helped my daughter. And I think the belief in the product that we shared to the guests that we have that first day, first event, I think helped a lot. And actually, I already did some calls to those guests, and they asked me, what's the product is all about? I said, it's a supplement, and it's an awesome product, and we have an incredible speaker, Eddie Freeman, to just come to the event. So I invited 50, but only 30 came in Beverly Hills, including those in wheelchairs. So and because of our relationship to them, maybe it helps them sign in, you know, and the belief in the product and your presentation. In your presentation, Eddie, you did a very excellent presentation on both events, even though, you know, we don't have the PowerPoint on the second one, but you did a very great presentation, and we really appreciate that.
And I appreciate both of you, and I'm looking forward to seeing the two of you again in Los Angeles, California, where we're going to do our next event. We don't have the date finalized yet, but it's going to be somewhere around July 28th, probably around 3 weeks from now. So stay posted. And just to let everybody know, here's what they did. They got excited about a product, just to sum it up. And they started calling people, talking to people, having people sample products, sending them videos. They got a lot of people together. First, Maribel got up and warmed the crowd, explained what her success was on the product, why she was excited. She brought Lynn up, who pretty much did the same thing. And then they just brought their upline up, who did a 20-25 minute presentation, and people sampled the product. And the next thing you know, in one day, they enrolled 12 people, and they have another 5 coming in over the next few days. So congratulations, you guys, and you are a huge asset to this company. We appreciate you so much. Thanks for being here. Well, I asked one more gentleman to get on the call with us. He's over in Panama City, Florida, where he just found out he is the first ever KZ1 distributor in Panama City and one of the first people in the state of Florida. Jay Stephen is a professional, and anyway, with that, he just came into the business. So with that, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good, Eddie. Thanks for having me on the call.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. So if you wouldn't mind, just tell us a little bit about what you do in real life. You know, what's your regular business?
My regular business is I sell walk-in bathtubs. Many of you have seen them advertised on TV, and it's a very rewarding type of sale because you're actually impacting people's lives. So when you go back and talk to them after they've had the tub in for a while, they talk about all the great things that's done for them, and most of them say, you know, they wish they would have done it sooner. And in that, in making that sale, in making that sale, they usually run $14,000 to $16,000. I get a 10% commission on that, which is great. But then after that sale is done and I've been paid, as Eddie says, I'm unemployed again. I don't have any residual income. I have to go out and make sales every week to sustain my life. And I'm looking for something that has a little bit more legs to it, as they say. And residual income is very important in that.
Gotcha. So just curious, I know we've spoken, you've done a little networking in the past. How did you actually hear about KZ1?
Well, through my business associate in Atlanta, Jimmy. In fact, he approached me about this organization a year ago when it was under other management and ownership, and the products weren't quite what they are now. And I was going, so-so, because we've been involved in so many of these network marketing companies and MLMs that they may have a great product, but the management isn't there, or they change the compensation program. And so I basically swore off network marketing. But Jimmy, being persistent like he is, approached me about this. And last year I'm going, I couldn't get into it. So then Jimmy, because of some health concerns he has, he's taking the product, and the product actually helps him with his heart condition. I'm going, maybe there's something to this. So he approaches me again, now with the new ownership, the new leadership, the new product line and stuff. And he knows I am very, very cautious about getting into something anymore. And he put me on the line with Greg. And Gregory, I can see why they call him the Clint Eastwood of marketing, because his conviction, his enthusiasm, and his drive to want to achieve his goals, it was great. And the product, according to Jimmy, works. But Jimmy knows I'm a little bit of a hard sell. So then he put me on the phone with you, Eddie, and how you explain things, the management program, the people, their commitment to making this opportunity become as successful as it can possibly be, really, really put me over the edge there. And it was, I feel very confident about the management team, the product, and the compensation plan. So I decided to get involved.
Well, that is exciting. Now, I know that you just literally signed up yesterday. We only spoke the day before yesterday. You signed up yesterday, and I know that your product hasn't come yet, but you actually have tried one of the products. Am I correct?
Yeah. Gregory was kind enough to send me the sample Edge program or packets, and I've taken them. This morning was the fifth one, and I'm going, okay. I'm fairly healthy, so I don't feel a lot of what some other people might feel. But the Edge, I noticed, has given me more mental clarity, and this morning's a great example of that. As you get older, when you sleep, if you don't sleep real good, you wake up in the morning and it takes you a little bit longer to get going. You have that mental fog, you know. And I felt that way this morning. And when I take the Edge of the first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and my energy level came back. The fogginess has gone away. And it wasn't bam, it hit me like that. It was gradual, but when I look back and notice it, I'm going, you know what? Every morning I've taken it, I haven't had that mental fogginess. very long after I've taken it. And so I can't wait to try the other products. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I promise you, Steve, that when tomorrow morning comes and your product isn't there because it's a Saturday and I don't think it'll get there before Monday, you're probably going to be a little sad first thing in the morning. But I just want you to know that we appreciate you joining our team and our family, and let you know that everybody on this call will be there to help you do anything, because that's the other thing that we do is we build a culture of people helping people, and it's very exciting when you see that. So, again, I appreciate the fact that you're here, and I'm looking forward to meeting you when you get a few people together up in Panama City, and hopefully let's do that within a couple of weeks. So take care, and thank you so much, and we'll definitely have you on some more of these calls as you come up the ranks. So thanks a lot, Steve. We appreciate you so much. Well, folks,
thanks,
Eddie,
again, I appreciate it, too.
You're the best. Thank you. Well, as you've listened to these three individuals today, remember, it's summertime. What are some of the things you got out of this call? Because I never know how these interviews are going to go, quite frankly. I didn't spoke to any of these three people to even tell them what I was going to ask them. Quite frankly, I didn't even know what I was going to ask them until we got started. So I took a few things out of this. One of the things I took, can you imagine the word impact was said on this call like a half a dozen times? And the word edge was said a few times? I mean, that's pretty something for starters. Now let's talk about a business. How is it that Jay Stephen just came into this business? Think about this. He gets a phone call from his friend Jimmy from Georgia over a year ago when we got started. And it was a no. And Jimmy called him again. It was a no. And then finally, Jimmy was persistent. And Jimmy then shared his story. Why do we want people to sign up with product? So they have their story. And Jimmy shares his story. And he says, you know what? I'll talk to somebody. Jimmy gets his upline on the phone, Gregory. And what did Gregory do? Let's listen to what Steve said. Gregory spoke with conviction. His belief level got Steve to the next step. So here it is. Remember, everybody's got a role in the company, and everybody's role is just as important as the other person's. So Jimmy gets the ball rolling. His belief level is there. He gets Gregory on the phone. His belief level is there. Sends out the 5-day Edge experience, and now all of a sudden, Steve's belief level in the product starts getting there, and after he's on the product for 3 days, Jimmy decides to get him on the phone with his other upline, Eddie, and the next thing you know what my belief level is. I mean, I don't have to share that with anybody here. I think that's pretty common knowledge. And what happened? The next thing you know, Steve said, you know what? I see this as a business, and I want to buy products, and he bought a large package, by the way. He wants to share the product, which he's going to start doing. He's going to do just what Jimmy did, and he's going to use his upline. He'll use Jimmy, he'll use Gregory, and he'll use Eddie. And see, that's how it works. Let's look at Lynn and Maribel. What was it? Maribel used the product. What did you hear both from Maribel and Lynn? So excited about the products, using the products. They both came in with large packages. Why? They needed to make sure that they had enough product to consume for themselves. If they had a significant other, they needed to consume the product, and they needed to give samples to people. You should have seen the looks on the people's faces that were sampling the product live in Los Angeles, California last week. Person after person, wow, this is great. There was a 94-year-old guy there, and he was in a wheelchair, and he and I were having some fun together, and he saw the classic, and we gave him a sample, and he loved it so much. He kind of looks at me meekly, you know, about 10 minutes later. He said, can I have another one? It was so adorable. And he just loved it, and everybody that was taking the product. See, that's it, folks. There's really, I could do trainings, you know, for the next 1,000 hours straight. And you could listen to not people like me. You could listen to other professional network marketers give your trainings. But what it all comes down to is the business is pretty simple. You use the product, you share the product, you tell the story. You enroll people, you help them enroll people, and you gather some customers and help the people you enroll gather customers. And you know what? When your belief level is where Jimmy's is and Gregory's is and Lynn and Maribel and now Steve, guess what? You start to become invincible. I can't imagine anybody saying no to these people because their belief level is so strong and all they're doing to build a business is talking to people. Remember, if you don't talk to people, it's not going to happen. Nobody is going to wake up one morning and say, gee, would I love to be part of a network marketing company? I wonder if there's a company that has the opportunity of a ground floor without the risk because it's backed by a 10-year-old international rock-solid company that's already sold $250 million in Southeast Asia. Boy, wouldn't it be cool if they had a curcumin product that broke through the blood-brain barrier? Boy, wouldn't it be great if they had something that we could use for allergies or any of the health situations that people have? And now, of course, you couple that with what we've done, and you heard Lisa T's story a few weeks ago in regards to her challenge with what she's going through and how our classic helped her. And all of a sudden, that's it. Your belief level is there. But no one wakes up and says, boy, I wish there was that. And then they call you. You have to call them. You have to contact them. How did Steve come into the business? He got contacted. How did Lynn come into business? Got contacted. How did Gregory come in? Contacted. How did I get in? I got in because somebody contacted me. If you don't contact people, you're doing them an injustice. Don't be afraid that they're going to say no to you. I promise you, people are going to say no to you. I'm going to tell you that before you get started. And guess what? More people will say no than say yes. But the truth of the matter is, you don't need thousands of people to say yes to you. It starts with one and then goes to two, and then you're on your way. Folks, I appreciate the fact that here it is. We are in summertime. It's hot. It's beautiful. And yet you're taking the time either to listen to this live on a Saturday morning or you're listening to a recorded version on KZ1 Central. But either way, I promise you, if you just go out, share the products, share the business, and help people do the same, it won't be long before we're all in the beaches of the world together. With that, I'm going to say goodbye to each other. I appreciate it. Thanks again, Steve. Thanks, Maribel. Thank you, Lynn, and thank you, Gregory, and thank you, Jimmy, for all you guys do. Appreciate it, everybody. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. Eddie. Thanks, Greg, Becky, all you guys.